Skip a grin from ear to ear.
I think old Craig a Badger Mum's going to like you, matey.
Broggle skipped ahead, waving the javelin and singing lustily.
I work in Red Wall Kitchens with old Friar Bob, because I'm the cook's assistant. That's my job.
The hare raised his eyebrows.
Assistant cook, what? A fine chap to know, I'd say. I think I'll give the little grubslinger his singing lessons in the kitchen. Marvellous places, kitchens, full of food, you know.
Craig was in the kitchens with Mira, Phil Orne and Friar Bob, beginning to work on a menu for the feast. Phil Orne realised that the others were trying to cheer her up, and to please them, she joined in with the proceedings, her enthusiasm rising every time Mira smiled at her.
Oh, Mama, say you'll bake your apple and raspberry flan with meadow cream and a pattern of mint leaves on top. Oh, please, we haven't had it for ages.
Phil Orne fussed with her apron ties.
I'm not sure I can remember how to do it. The apples are very important, but it's the wrong season for apples, is it not, Friar?
The fat Friar chuckled.
Not at all, ma'am. What sort of fry would I be if I didn't keep a good stock of last autumn's russet apples in my larders? Nothing like a nice russet.
Oh, yes, there is. Two nice russets, what?
They were startled by the sudden appearance of the quaintly garbed hare. Friar Bob grabbed his biggest ladle.
Who are you? And what are you doing in our abbey?
Broggle marched in and pointed at the hare with skipper's lance.
Poor Abby's my friend, on that you may depend. He's come to stay a while, be nice to him and smile.
Mira went into a fit of chuckles.
Broggle, what are you singing like that for?
The bells on the hare's cap and ears jingled as he did a hop skip toward the otter maid and gave a low sweeping bow.
Why, my pretty one? Well, may you ask. But observe, when my pal Broggle sings, he doesn't stammer. Simple, what?
Craig's booming voice brought the hare to instant attention.
Stand up straight, sir. Ears upright, whiskers to the front, paws in position and tail well fluffed. Identify yourself.
The hare threw a smart salute and rattled off his reply.
Boorab the fool, ma'am. That's B for Bellscat, O for Ogglecrop, O for Operathon, R for Ragglewaith, A for Audube, B for Bagscat, ma'am.
Craig beckoned the hare to her. She put out a paw and ran it over his face and ears, nodding sagely.
Ah, that's a bag's good face, all right. I should know after commanding more than 1,000 hares when I ruled the mountain of Salamandastron. Your grandfather, Pie-Face Bagscut, served under me as a leveret runner.
Boorab chuckled.
Stab me whiskers! Old Grandpa Pie-Face, eh, what? Now there was a beast who could lick his weight in salad, what? I remember one time I must have been no bigger than young Broggle there.